I'm going to debunk a lot of these myths or limiting beliefs that we have around closing four-figure clients, five-figure clients using social media. I'm going to debunk the myths that you have to do the most in order to get clients on social media. I'm going to debunk the fact that social media is hard because I've provided my students with a blueprint in this signature program to help them get results in 30 days or less, 60 days or less. Like, it is a real thing.
Welcome to Building Unapologetically, the podcast where we dive into the raw journey of personal growth, business building, and faith-infused strategies. I'm your host, Jordan Guyton, and I'm here to share my unfiltered highs, lows, and the lessons I've learned along the way. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, and empowered to build your dreams unapologetically. Welcome to another episode of Building Unapologetically. I am beyond excited for this episode because we're talking about the fact that my clients are getting results. And so I'm going to spend some time reading through some incredible scenarios and actual situations that have gone down over the past almost 2 months in CCA and the growth that I've seen, the shifts that I've witnessed. The women that are stepping into their next level I just can't wait to share. And I really think that this episode is going to inspire you because I'm going to debunk a lot of these myths or limiting beliefs that we have around closing four-figure clients, five-figure clients using social media. I'm going to debunk the myths that you have to do the most in order to get clients on social media. I'm going to debunk the fact that social media is hard because I've provided my students with a blueprint in this signature program to help them get results in 30 days or less, 60 days or less. Like, it is a real thing and you don't have to have 10,000 followers. So the waitlist for CCA is up. We're going to leave it in the show notes. We are opening doors again this month. So if this is something you've been considering, if you are a service-based female entrepreneur who is heart-centered and wants to close more clients using social media, and you got a four-figure offer, like, tune in. It is about to be bananas. Okay, so how this episode is going to work is I have three student wins pulled up in front of me, and I'm just going to give you a rundown about who they are. I'm not going to say their name. So if they're listening, I hope you're really excited for this shout out. I'm not going to say their name, but I am going to share a few just high level stats about them. And then I'm going to talk through as a coach what shifts I've seen and where I've seen them really lean into this program to yield the results of what I'm sharing. These women are just like you and I. They are ambitious. Some of them are moms. Some of them are married. The common thread is we all have a life outside of our business. And it's so important to not allow your business to consume you or be your identity. It is part of you. It is part of what you're building. And that's some of the shifts that I'll share in a moment. But I just wanted to kind of give you the lay of the land for this specific episode. I'm really, really excited to share. So student number one, she is a time management coach for career moms. She has currently 9,000 followers, and she really is transitioning career moms from hustle to harmony using her framework. She's getting ready to launch a program. And so really when she came into CCA at the start of February, her goal was really just to, one, position herself as an expert in this space, but then two, get the women excited to join her waitlist before doors open. She is a busy mom. She also runs a business with her husband aside from this business. And so she has quite a few things on her plate, and she really wanted to use social media to do a lot of that heavy lifting for her. So I'm going to read the testimonial, at least one of her testimonials. There's multiple. Maybe I can find the other one too, where she made her first sale. But the one that I want to lean into as a business owner and someone who is creating content consistently, she really wanted to also find a method that
didn't require her to create fresh content every single time and burn her out. And so one of the things we talk about in CCA is high performance content. It's in the curriculum where I'm helping you identify what pieces of content you've created in the past. How can we recreate, repurpose, repost? How can we use that piece of content over and over again? And if you haven't listened to one of our more recent episodes, Repurposing Made Easy, make sure you download that episode and listen to it after this one. For this particular win, she really leaned into the power of repurposing. She had a couple questions in our coaching call and was asking about how to take this one post that did so well. And she had a multitude of ideas of how to recreate it. And the feedback that I gave her in our coaching call, because you get personalized support during these calls, was to do what feels good to you. Out of all the ideas that you have to repurpose this one piece of content, what feels good to you, right? I want to read this win that she ended up sharing in our community of women. And then maybe I'll look back and see if I can find even when she made her first sale from using social media. So she says, I forgot to share that my high performance content from last month went up for repurposing this month and has doubled the views and saves and tripled the shares. It feels so good to know how to read my analytics and create content with a strategy in mind. So there's a few things I want to pull out of this specific win, right? She did not reinvent the wheel. She reviewed her content from the month before, which is what we teach in CCA, identified her high performance content and made a minor tweak. And that piece of content performed even better. She didn't have to create a new piece of content where she sat in front of the camera. She didn't have to make something up. She didn't have to think about a new idea. She literally repurposed, and this piece of content did phenomenal. And knowing her audience, and as I get to know my students, I get to learn more about your audience. Her audience loves to see her in action. Her audience likes to see her behind the scenes and her day-to-day. And so to hear that she really didn't need to change much in order to yield a result of high performance, bigger reach, and then shares. And shares are huge because you know that then your ideal audience or your audience is resonating with what you're putting out there, so much so that they share it with either their audience or someone else or whatever the case is, bringing more eyes to your page and the way that you're showing up. So I felt like this was absolutely huge. This first student here also closed her first sale in CCA within the first 30 days of the program. I'm going to see if I can find that win really quick. Yeah, she said, this week isn't over, is it? OMG, I thought I wasn't going to share my wins in my business this week. And I just received a voice note from a client saying she paid her invoice and is ready to work. Notice I didn't say quote unquote potential. So I had to run to my Stripe account to see if I was dreaming. Wow, my first paid client since switching my brand and joining CCA. Can't wait to see what else this month brings. So to read that and know that she was only a month into the program is huge. To pinch yourself and say, I think I'm dreaming, I have to run to my Stripe account. You don't forget that first feeling. And so I really wanted to share this particular student, one, because she made a shift to really speak to her ideal clients. And then two, she repurposed content in such a busy stage in her life, right? That it was able to perform well and she is closing clients. Not to mention there are a multitude of women joining the waitlist for her program. So again, CCA, the doors will be opening this month. We do have the waitlist link in the show notes. If any part of her story resonates with you and her challenges of feeling just stretched to come up with new content every single time and having a space to talk through, hey, how can I make this better? Or how can I repurpose this or reinvent this or reimagine it and get feedback? If I pull up that post right now in the community, you see feedback from students, other students saying, oh, I think it'd be great if you did it this way, or this resonates with me if you did it this way. So it really is a curated space for you to expand and evolve. Okay, let's get into student number two. I really wanted to include this one in because this was a huge mindset shift. This is a student that I am just witnessing her growth before my eyes and the evolution of who she is as a person. So she is a visual storyteller and she tells stories visually through web design, behind the scenes photography, and marketing assets. This particular student has 2,400 followers. And like I said, this particular win is more of a mindset shift, but it is huge and it really hits the nail on the head when it comes to the importance of community. So I'm going to read her win and then we'll dissect a few shifts that I've seen happen through these past 60 days in CCA. So she says, "This may seem small, but it was a big win for me. I've been so anxious and frustrated the last few months due to no sales, but during yesterday's call, Jordan's comment in the chat really helped me to notice I have changed. I'm no longer operating out of desperation and clients. Plus, clients are easily coming to me. I'm also being way more open. I'm helping clients in a variety of ways, but these aren't services I really promote because they aren't my signature services. But they bring me so much joy. Here's what I wrote in my new journal and gel pens after I shared my word and win rejuvenated." She writes, "In this moment, on the CCA call, I was able to efficiently and confidently share my word and win without sounding rehearsed or feeling like I had to perform. I am relaxed. Being laid back and myself is the cheat code. Period. Being myself is the cheat code." I have witnessed this student settle into her vision and her purpose for her business. I've witnessed this student make changes for herself without anyone's approval. And because she settled into this, she then posted this win, which reads, "Just signed a new client for my designer in a day service. Total value of the service is $4,800, so $4,800. This is website template and customization." She made that shift. In theory, it's a small change, but it is a big payoff. And she was able to experience this shift, one, from being in community, two, from surrendering, right? Surrendering to the knowing that her gifts and her talents are enough and worthy to be paid for, nothing more or nothing less. It is what it is and run me my money. That's the energy that she stood in. And again, having 2,400 followers, was able to close a nearly $5,000 client from shifting the way that she is showing up as herself, right? So, you know, I always say in CCA, the work we do goes beyond the Wi-Fi. It's not just the social media shifts and the posting content and the going on your stories and putting a poll. It's literally personal identity shift in the making. But when we're talking in marketing, nobody cares to hear about mindset. Nobody cares to hear about being yourself, right? People want to know the tactics and the five ways and the three things and the how to and the how many posts and what time we're posting. But I want to confirm for you that the work that we're doing goes beyond the Wi-Fi. And this here is proof of that, right? If you're in a stage in your business where you're getting to the point where maybe you are over it, you're like, why am I even posting this content? Ain't nobody taking action anyway. I'm spending hours creating content. Why am I even doing this? I'm all alone in this process. There's a shift that you need to make. There's a mindset shift. There's a posture. We talked about that a lot on this call. There was a posture that she had to embody in order to call in four-figure clients with ease. Where did she write, "Clients are easily coming to me"? Oh, I mean, what? To go from desperation, to go from anxiousness, to go from frustration. These are words that she used, right? To easily coming to me. Do you want clients to easily come to you? And if you said yes, it's a shift that needs to happen. So again, you can do this in community or you could do it by yourself. But if you want to do it in community, get on the wait list. The link is in the show notes. Again, if you see yourself in student number two story, where maybe you've felt so anxious and frustrated these last few months due to no sales, but being around community and people speaking life into you and looking at the work that you're doing and saying you are more than worthy. More than worthy. It's a game changer. All right, so let's go on to student number three. And I want to say, when I'm giving you the stats, these are their number 60 days in. So I didn't pull up their actual starting numbers, which are totally different than where we're at today. Student number three is a career transition specialist. She helps educators exit the classroom and helps them land corporate careers. Currently, she has 5,500 followers. And when she came into CCA, what I can vividly recall is the nerves to transition into speaking more directly to educators, speaking directly to the stage that they're in transitioning. And we really worked through our framework, the 3 C's framework, which is clarity, content, and consistency. And for student number 3, we particularly leaned into the clarity side of things. Student number 3 is also a mom. So she is full-time in her business. I remember doing her audit because she was another paid in full student. And I remember doing her social media audit. And one of the things that I really wanted her to hone in on is just focusing on who is that person? Who is the educator? And where are they at in their journey? And what I really love about student number 3, really all of my students, is once they have a blueprint, like, you know you're a fit for CCA if you know that once you get the blueprint, it's go time. There's no thinking. I have exactly what I need in front of me. Jordan, you gave me the sauce. I am the sauce. So let me combine the two of these and let's make magic. Like, those are the people that I enjoy working with. And those are the people that get the best results. And this is what student number 3 is. And so I remember sending her audit and her making these changes immediately. There was no like questions. There was like, what feels good to me? What feels good in my body? What is aligned with where I'm going? Okay, let me make these changes. Because I always say, take what you need, leave what you don't. If what I'm talking about is not aligned with where you're going with your business, what you want to do, the capacity that you have, keep it moving, take what you need, leave what you don't. And so she recently, a few days ago, shared this in our community. She says, this is the win that she shared. CCA has my business on fire emoji. Okay, so we got 3 fire emojis right at the gate, right out the gate. She said, win. I hired salespeople and it has helped me so much. So one thing, first thing right here, she hired, right? She has revenue coming in that she can hire. Then she says, now I have more time to focus on my paying clients. Also, we got another win. One of my first reels after joining CCA and getting clarity about my audience is now at over 120,000 views and over 300 comments of people wanting my assistance. What? Huh? So now we have content that is clearly speaking to her audience. I'm going to go to her page and see where that reel is actually sitting now. 139. Let me go ahead and rewrite it. 139,000. And it is very clear. It says teacher resume language versus corporate language, speaking directly to her ideal client. 300 comments. We're at 380 comments. Those are 300 leads now that student number 3 has that she can follow up with. We teach you how to DM, right? We teach you inbound DM strategy. So these are strategies she can now use with these new leads. It is bananas. In our last coaching call, she said, I am busy, but it feels so good. And again, this is a shift with someone that doesn't have 10,000 followers. This is a shift with someone who literally needed a tweak to get clear on the who. And now she has curriculum, community, and the space to ask questions as she continues to build out her content in CCA. I've seen a shift in her confidence, the way she talks about her business and the way that she shows up. So student number 3, if you are listening, I see the shift. I see your chest out. I see you just standing a bit differently. I just, again, the work that we do goes beyond the Wi-Fi. And this is why I love doing what we do in CCA. It is a program that is one of a kind. Where do you get someone who cares about your success? You're surrounded by other women who care about your success and want to uplift you and show up for you. And then you have the cheat codes available for you for a year so that when things get busy, right? And maybe you fall off or you get tired or life happens, right? Or maybe social media isn't the forefront and where you're at right now in your business, right? Maybe you started on fire, then you needed a breather and you need to come back to it. You have the spaciousness to do so, right? We have a team to support you in this process. And so I don't take lightly that I'm really intentional about qualifying my students ahead of time, meaning the content that I put out there is very clear with who this is for and very clear of what qualifies you to be in this program so that you can self-select and make that decision to join the program. And by the grace of God, it is the right women. every single time. And one of the number one things they say about joining this program is the community, because it is so intentionally curated to help you succeed. It's not just the strength of my knowledge and my strategy. It's being surrounded by that energy of women who are not playing about their business. So if this episode does well, I am more than happy to do more of these case studies and share more. This is something I'm experimenting with to see how it is impacting you and how beneficial an episode like this is for you. So if you did like this episode, definitely do me a favor, whether you've shared in your stories and tag me, you can send me a DM on Instagram to let me know like more. I love like hearing stories. I love feeling inspired by other women. Let me know, because again, we have a folder of tons of screenshots from our communities dating from almost 2 months ago. And we're just getting started. We're not even a quarter in. I could read wins for days. Last but not least, as I said, doors to CCA are opening this month. So waitlist subscribers or waitlist signups will get first dibs. We will reach out to you first to secure your spot. And then we will be going to the public about doors opening. So if this is a program that you are interested in, if this is a space that you are craving as we step into a new quarter, again, the waitlist is in the show notes. So I encourage you to go ahead and sign up, so you are the first to know and we can work together this quarter. Thank you so much. I hope you're walking away feeling inspired. I hope you're walking away with your chest sticking out a little bit more, knowing that you are it. You are enough. Your gifts and your talents are worthy of being paid for. There's no second guessing, paid in full, that type of energy. And I want you to embody it because you're enough. I cannot wait to see you next week. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Building Unapologetically. Thank you so much for tuning in to Building Unapologetically. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to leave us a review or rating on Spotify or iTunes. Your feedback means the world to us and helps us reach more listeners who are on their journey to building unapologetically.